Welcome to the Warrior Podcast. Our mission is to create a world of strength by building leaders, being honest, and taking action. I'm Tony, and thank you for listening. This is Jose.
Hello, my name is Jose. I'm the founder of Noe Jose Productions. I'm just out here freelancing and doing my thing, just trying to build my independent business.
Hey everyone, what's happening? It's Kevin Padillo. I'm the founder of Warrior Leadership, and happy to be here. Let's go.
We got an interesting topic today. Everybody's probably heard about it already, and it's blowing up on the internet. It's pretty funny in my opinion, but like, I don't know, respect for this man at the same time though. Elon Musk, you know what's good. What do you guys think?
I just think it's ridiculous that like, being a billionaire and then they're telling you that you can't smoke weed. Even when it's like perfectly like that's all he has. Like, he didn't like know any better. He was like, "Oh, it's legal, sure." And he like he didn't even know how to inhale it or anything.
Yeah.
He probably thought it was like a cigar, you know. And
well, no, he told him it was marijuana and tobacco.
So so he probably thought it was like you didn't inhale it.
Because. You can, but you don't have to, I don't think.
No, dude, don't inhale cigars. That's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because it's just too powerful, man. It's too much nicotine. It just tastes terrible.
Apparently there's, like, less than six or whatever. At least that's what I heard. Or around the same or something. For, like, one big one.
Oh, no, man. They're like really powerful cigars.
Okay.
And they're also super smooth and like they'll like knock you on your ass. And you're not even inhaling it. And it's so nicked from it. It's
so like hey, yo, like for all our people listening, you know, what happened? What if some of us don't know what happened? So basically what happened on the news is that you know, Elon Musk was on the Joe Rogan Experience. You know, if you all know who Joe Rogan is, he does these podcasts. And during the, you know, on camera, Elon Musk and Joe Rogan were smoking a blunt. And then I guess, you know, so many things happened to Elon Musk's company, Tesla. He dropped his stock. And yeah, that's just if you guys don't know about him, right? And my personal thought is like, these guys are making a huge deal out of nothing. Elon Musk is doing his thing. He's a hard worker. He's an entrepreneur. And hey, he's just, you know, carefree, trying things out. And I don't see him making, you know, a huge addiction out of it, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Like, it's going to be legal in legit a month.
A month, a few days.
Completely legal.
Yeah.
And CNN won't be, like, having this discussion because everyone's just, like, smoking weed. Your grandmother's smoking. everyone's gonna be smoking weed. It's just like, just what it's gonna be.
And also, what the actions of Elon, like, just like with him just taking one hit out of a blunt, just one hit on camera. And it's just like, so much happened just so quickly. Like, news articles all over the place. This man's all over the internet. Like, company lost like $3 billion after that. Like, it's crazy. And he also drank on the show too. Like,
did you drink whiskey?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it said on the article. So,
man, like, drink some whiskey, man. It's part of being a billionaire.
And shoot a fucking flamethrower. Like, I mean, that sounds like fun. That sounds like fun to me, bro.
Sounds
like,
fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, man's like, he's good. Like, you know, like, he's just doing his thing. Like, I completely agree with.
Yeah, he likes to just adding big titty goth girls and shit. Like. He's just like the rest of us, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, hey, me, honestly, I'm not against smoking weed. I've known so many entrepreneurs, business owners in the city that smoke weed. Fighters, MMA fighters, jiu-jitsu, you know, wrestlers, they smoke weed all the time. You know, I'm not against it. Hey, if whatever people need to do to get creative and to get physically active, I support it. But me personally, I don't, you know, I quit smoking weed. I no longer use that. I just find that it was, you know, it wasn't helping my hustle, right? Like, I wasn't focused. I was showing up depressed. I was showing up in a state where I was, like, you know, confused about life. And I wasn't, you know, 100% at my top energy, right? Like, I believe, hey, man, like, if I really want to go far, I'm going to have to be at the top of my energy, mental state. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on it. But, hey, you know, Elon Musk, he's out here living, so whatever.
One of the things I found really interesting about it is that his marijuana use is prohibited because somebody with, like, government security clearance like that have certain access to things that the average person wouldn't have. Like, you're just, like, you have access to those things, but you can't blaze. Like, you can't smoke kush. Like, I don't know. He probably did know or maybe did not about that, but... just watching the video of him doing it, he's just like, oh, yeah, let's go. Like, just hand it over. I thought that was pretty funny.
Elon Musk is just a legend. I don't think, like, because of this. Actually, this makes him more of a legend in my eyes, to be honest with you. And I'm sure he's going to bounce back, like, stronger than ever. You know, people have their ups and downs. You know, maybe he's, like, you know, getting some shit now, but... Once he comes up with something new, people love him, and this is just like temporary backlash, I think.
Yeah.
Like, this is just like the media fucking, like, harping on this, trying to clickbait everybody, trying to, get those clicks. Because, like, the average person, like, no one here cares. Like, no one here cares.
Yeah, I could really care less, to be honest.
Yeah, like, does. Like, I don't think any of my. Friends, like, none of my friends would probably care. Like, I don't see a world where anyone would care about this.
I guess some people they have an image, right? I can understand from, like, an investor, you know, if I was investing millions of dollars in Elon Musk and he didn't, like, align with my values and my image, like, I'd be like, why the heck should I invest billions of dollars in the company, right? So
yeah.
I can totally relate if I think from a business perspective. But then I like to talk about, like, hey, you know, when I was smoking weed, there's so many benefits that I did. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're probably a young leader, young hustler, and let me talk to you about, like, hey, what I learned when I smoked weed, right? Like, this is what I learned. And yeah, like, I hope you can take some value, you know, take some notes. So this is what I learned. When I smoke weed, I'm really, like, my concentration is, like, on a next level. I can concentrate. I find that when I'm, you know, after I smoke a joint, I'm really, like, focused on, like, I want to get some things done. I want to grow my business. I remember when I would always smoke weed with Jose, like, you know what? We just want to go to a coffee shop and get some things done, right? Work on our businesses. So that was a huge plus, right? You know, wanting to get things done, concentration. And here's another thing that I learned when I smoke weed is that I'm really more social to people. I really want to go out and, like, take more risks when I smoke a joint. You know, I'm like, yo, I take more risks, right?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It's crazy. That's what I learned. But here's, like, a couple downsides that I learned. Yo, after I smoked a joint, I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but the next day after I displays, I would just feel some huge sadness, yo. I wouldn't know what the fuck that was about.
Yeah, right? Like a weed hangover.
Yeah, dude, it's like a weed hangover, man. That's what really stopped me and, like, you know, held me back. You know what I mean? So, hey, if you're a young hustler out there, you know, on the fence about it, I feel you. But that's what I learned. That's what I learned about it.
So. Yeah, I think just. It's like to each their own, you know? I know some people, they just, like, don't react well to weed. They just shouldn't smoke weed. And that's totally fine. Like, if you don't like it, like, don't smoke it. And then if you really do like it and you benefit from it, then go right ahead. You know, it's going to be legal in a month, and like, you're going to have that free choice. And you're going to just go into a dispensary and get whatever you want, your preferences. Like, they're very streamlined. Most people are just going to have it delivered to their home. Yeah. It's gonna be like 3 or 4 hours. Do this, but and there's actually cities that are actually still banning dispensaries. So like I know like West Vancouver like is like banning dispensaries and a bunch of like just little cities, and it's pretty crazy. So I think that's just gonna open up more business with just delivery, you know? Like,
yeah.
Get fucking drones, you know? we need to get on that drone level where you just get drones like 8 hours or some shit like that. Like, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
With like marijuana, be like, marijuana peas, and then be like, be sick. Yeah, like, that's where the future is going. It's a $1 billion industry, like, and so many of that's gonna go back into education, things like that.
It's gonna boost the economy for sure, right? There's a lot of money to be made, you know, from the weed industry. People are gonna wanna buy weed, so people are gonna wanna have to get some, you know, bongs and pipes and papers, and yo, people are gonna be making a lot of money. If, you know, if I was a business owner in the weed industry, if I had stocks, if I was selling like papers, I can make tons of cash, man. Cash flow, delivering weed.
Because people, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, getting weed delivered to people's houses. Like, if someone was like, "Yo, get fucking drone delivery for your weed," man. Yes. 2 hours, like, you'll be there. Tons of opportunities. Think about it. It could be like around the entire city. It'd be like 2 hour delivery. So shit.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna add on to that. Because, like, I do agree that it would boost the economy in a positive manner. It's just, like, it's insane. Like, I heard, I'm not 100% sure if this is true, but I heard that in, like, Colorado, like, they're making so much money on, like, the tax part that, like, they had to give money back to people because they were making too much of it. Like, mm-hmm. It was overflow, pretty much. Like, overflow, too much cash, like, billions of dollars. So it's crazy. Just money from just tax. So it's, like, it's fucking, it's crazy, man. So many people, like, everybody's doing it illegally all the time. And, like, they're just, that's being changed. And, like, the just, like, incarceration rates are going to go down for sure. Like, most crimes are just because of kush. For sure, like, somebody gets pulled over, oh, yeah, got a joint or something like that, blah, blah, blah. So, like, yeah, for sure, I totally agree that it would make a huge change in just society in general.
Well, I think striking on, like, intoxicated driving, because I think the police will target that a little bit more. Like, they're already, like...
I heard that they got breathalyzers for that now.
Yeah, they're working on a lot of stuff for that, because... intoxicated driving.
Yeah.
And, like, if you watch any commercials out right now for intoxicated driving, you'll see them hit to weed. And
I haven't had cable for years, but still ads on YouTube, so, like, yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Netflix gank.
Straight up.
I also found it really interesting that in Elon Musk's early life, that, you know, like, during school and stuff like that, like, he was bullied as a kid. Lived in a frat house in college, and still, like, had a party life, and, like, still graduated with a science degree, and, like, he's still being targeted by the media just for taking a hit out of a blunt. Like, this man has accomplished great feats, and, like, he should be... The positive things that he's done should be looked at, and what he did shouldn't be looked at so much of a negative, and, like, there's some bigger problems to be worried about than... a billionaire taking a hit out of a blunt.
Yo, I'm just thinking of, like, Elon Musk's successes, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he has, like, Elon Musk is well-respected, dude. Like, I'm trying to remember things I learned about him, but I know, like, during when he made SpaceX and Tesla, so many people were talking shit, man. They're, like, all over the news.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, this guy's not going to, he's an idiot. He's in so much debt. He's going to ruin the economy. But yo, Elon Musk was like staying strong. He pushed through. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's serious leadership right there.
That's insane.
Millions and millions of people bashing you and you're just like, I know I'm right. I know I'm right for sure. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to prove everybody.
And people are still talking shit like to this day. So it's like he's still facing adversity and he's like still like still has to like go through it. And that's something that I also really like about Elon Musk, is that he's like still all the way an entrepreneur. Like, he is running the fuck out of his business. It's not like these other guys are like having other guys like run their companies or whatever. Like, this guy's just an investor. Like, he's like hands on, like working in the factories, like
$1 million companies are baby food for him.
$1 billion companies are what he does.
Yo, straight up, like I learned that he would sleep in the factories. You know, really? He would sleep in the factories.
Really?
To make sure production was good. He's like, he'd sleep in the factories, make sure the car was looking good, Tesla car. And like, yo, he made billions of dollars. When he made all this money, I remember I seen this quote, like, he had to put, you know, half a billion to Tesla, and then half a billion to PayPal, and half a billion to SpaceX. Yeah. And then he had to borrow money for rent, dude. So like, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I never heard about that part.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just putting all your money back into your business. Just tons and tons and tons of it.
Yeah, he's a purebred entrepreneur. Yeah, that's for sure.
Insane. And still went to school too, and he's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Like,
wow. That's crazy, man. How hard do you guys think the work he did in university was? Like doing all the sciences and stuff, and studying insane, like, just, I don't even know how to describe it, like, just insane work. You know what I mean? Like, how hard do you think that was for him?
Probably a journey, right? Just, like, knowing myself, it took me a while to discover what I need in my life and my mission. I had to discover that, and I had to make a lot of mistakes. Partying, dating the wrong girls, drinking, doing ecstasy, you know, going to the clubs, fights, going to, you know, getting locked up. Yeah, I had to discover it. I know Elon had to do the same. He was a party guy. He was like making computer games in university. He made like $500 from it. He started to discover like what his mission was, right?
Yeah. During his studies also, just figuring out like what he wants out of life. And I think everybody's just trying to go through that right now, especially if they're going to university. I wouldn't know too much because, like, I'm not planning on going to university for some time. I'm just not sure about it right now. I just haven't decided what I want to do. And, like, everybody's been telling me, oh, take your time, trust me. Like, one of my friends told me that, like, a friend of hers took, like 3 or 4 different courses and, like, she didn't want to do any of them. So, like, instead of just rushing into it, I feel like I'm going to take the time and pick what I want to do the right way.
Yo, straight up. Yo, Tony, let me ask you, do you think you need university to be successful?
That's a great question. Honestly, I'm not sure. It really depends on the person, right? If somebody's not a risk taker, then they should go to university. Like, especially if you go to, like, state, if you're not in the Calgary area, then yeah. But it's just like a polytechnic school, but, like, you know, like, employment rates are usually pretty good, and like, you get a job after, and like, if it's enough for you and your lifestyle, and you're happy and you don't complain, then you've already won, right? But like, if you want to make it big, no, not many people went big going to university. I mean, Elon Musk went to university, but not every other person has. It just really depends on who you are and like what your mission is and what you want to do with your life, and if you want to leave a massive legacy behind.
Yeah, straight up. Like, I think the best decision for me was not finishing university, actually. You know, that was one of the best decisions. I would be unhappy, right? I'd be fucking wasting a lot of time, not making any money, not helping a lot of people. I'd be sitting in class, looking forward to being out of class. And, like, I've seen a lot of students, yo. Like, I'm running into so many students that drop out. Like, former MRU students who see, they're like, I'd see them at the mall, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm going to take a year off, right? And that's when I see them fucking straight up happy, man. You know, they're traveling, they're working on their business. Some are personal trainers. Some are doing network marketing. Some are, you know, coaching people. Dude, I see them so happy. They're deep into their mission, man. And when I see them in class, they're like, yeah, dude, I got to study. I got to do homework. And some negative energy there. So
yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, totally. Like, Kevin, I just wanted to ask you, what was, like, the tipping point for you? Like, when did you decide you wanted to drop out?
It was, the tipping point was when I got, you know, it's called academic probation. I had, like, a 2.2 GPA. That's the lowest GPA, like, you know, I fucking, I was like, fuck class, man. They threatened me, they're like, if you don't get your grade up one more semester, you're getting kicked out. And I'm like, yo, you know, like, I don't even care, man. Like, all right.
Damn. Savage. Just fuck it, I know what I would do and like I'm all good and I'm happy now, like I'm just doing my thing and living life. That's probably what Kevin's feeling like right now.
What about you, bro? Are you gonna go to uni?
No, dude. I've just made the song about to not go back to school.
Let me ask you, Jose, why do you not want to go back to school?
Because everything that I want to know isn't, like, gated off, you know what I mean? Like, it's ready and available on the internet. Like, I can pay for, like, master classes and shit, and, like, if I want to, like, and, like there's just so many resources out there. Yep. That you don't, like, this isn't, like, some hidden away shit. It's not like I want to become a doctor or something. Like, I don't need
a diploma. Yeah, I gotta go, like, 12 years to school. Okay.
Yeah, like there's really no need for that unless I'm like specializing, like if I'm like trying to be this very like specific thing. It's like very technical.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to be that. I'm trying to like hire those people to work on my sets.
Yeah.
So I don't have to do that shit. I just really want to focus on like mostly the business and like and the marketing.
So
just getting. Yeah, especially marketing, because, you know, it's like, it doesn't even matter if I make the best shit in the world if no one else is seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, why does it matter?
Let me ask you another question. Do you think, like, there's a big difference with taking, like, a digital, like, online course or, like, actually going to a class, like, a few days a week and, like, actually going up to a place and actually, like, physically being with a teacher? Like, how do you think that differs in terms of the quality of your work?
Dude, it's like, for example, like when I was pretty much picking up photography, like I got a camera, I think like start of July.
Yeah.
And you can see like my progression, like get like so much better, like so much better.
Yeah, because I feel like you just look at the older pictures that you took, and then you're like, oh, like maybe try different lighting or try a different angle, like aperture on the camera and stuff like that.
Dude, and the whole time I'm just watching, like I'm just like binge watching. The whole time I'm just like binge watching YouTube videos, just because it's like this isn't like rocket science. Like you can like look up. Oh, how sharp will my image be at this aperture? Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can have a guy talk about it for, like, 20 minutes, like, easily. And, it's, and like, they're pros. It's not, like, super hard to figure out. And pretty much I just, like, fix my mistakes. And
as you progress.
As and I progress, just and I just got more and more ambitious. And I tried, like, harder and harder shoots.
I love that. Because you're explaining a little bit of your process and what you do, and like also it's just crazy how accessible it is. You don't have to go to school to learn how to take pictures and make even like a short movie kind of thing. Like even if you're trying to get stuff out on YouTube, it's so interesting on how endless the possibilities are.
Like nowadays, you don't really need a camera. You can just like make a film on your iPhone.
Yeah, like literally our phone cameras are so good.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's 4K, like think about that. And
it's like 1080p times 4.
Dude, when I started making films, I had like the original MacBook.
Like what year MacBook?
Like I'm talking about, it was like the original white one. Like there was no MacBook Pro.
Oh, like the plastic shit?
Yeah, like 2006 or something. I don't even know.
Damn, that's crazy.
And pretty much I like just like discovered iMovie on there. I was like, whoa, this shit is dope. And I just like shot a film just using like the front facing camera of the laptop.
And you just like set it down on the table and you're like,
I made like a cool little film, and I just like I made actually a lot of films that way. Like I made like five to like six shorts like just doing that, and I don't know, man. Like just like
that's hilarious. I get that, because like especially for what you're doing, like it's not as difficult as
doing, like, something else. There's, well, like, obviously there's more things that are harder than the other, but, like, yours is just, like, it's a perfect happy medium. Like you can either, like, not go to school and learn it yourself, or you can go to school and have somebody else teach you how to do it. Like, you have two good options, right? But there's always one that's better for the person and their personality as well.
And the thing is, like, yeah, I can go to school for it, but that doesn't guarantee me work or even the work that I want. You know, like, okay, like, after school, I'm just going to be, like, what, a PA or some shit? Like, I don't think, realistically, I don't think I'm just, like, after film school, just go and direct, like, a major film. It's, like, that's just not reality, right? I would rather learn the business side first. And then if I need to learn, like, more technical stuff, there's, like, tons of resources. Even do a workshop. Like, that's another great alternative. Yeah.
Yeah, you can literally get people to pay you to teach them what you do.
No, I'm talking about going to, like, a workshop. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying you, like, build up your, like how professional you are and how good you are with your craft. And then you can open up your own workshop and teach people how to do what you're doing.
Straight up.
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. you'll be there for sure.
You know, the cool thing is about online courses compared to university. Dude, it's so awesome because I could go
on. Have you taken one before?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking one right now. It's called Cardone U for Sales. Mm-hmm. And I watch 6 segments a day, and there's action steps. And I just straight up use it wherever I'm at in life, in business, at the car dealership. I can put into action right away. And unlike a prof who, you know, is probably not as successful, again, the person that I want to become,
yeah,
I can take a course by someone that I really respect and learn from him, right?
Yeah.
Like John Maxwell. Like, he's a leadership coach. Yeah. I can take a course by him and, like, not have to show up to class every damn day.
Yeah, like, you just got it on your phone or your laptop. Like, it's just very easily accessible and convenient and costs way less. And then the person that's running the course also gets to do what they love on the internet and just make their money that way, too.
Straight up.
You can't just depend on that source of income, though, for sure. Like, you get out of the one.
Yeah, and I'm learning things that I want, right?
Yeah.
We take an online course.
What do you want, and what are you learning from the course so far?
What I want?
A few things.
I need to build my income, right?
Yeah.
Make more money for myself so I can help put money back into Warrior Leadership, this podcast, helping more people.
Yeah.
And so I have to learn how to sell, how to influence people.
Yeah.
How to get business.
Leverage and advantage, right?
Yeah. Which I'm sure you're probably learning a lot from your own company with ACN and all that. No Way Jose Productions, sales, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm learning. I'm learning so much.
The same here, man. Like I think it's just so important being able to market yourself. And something that I realized recently is I don't think I'm like the business guy. I think I'm more the creative guy. But you can't just have a business with like one creative guy or like two creative guys. You need like a business guy in there. That's like a realization that I've come to. I need a business person to really like be able to market what I want to do.
You're saying you need that business person to amplify your business?
Yeah.
And your income.
Give me attention.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Remember the first one? The one we did with Anthony? It was like, we all want fucking attention, bro.
But straight up.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. You know, that's why it feels good, you know, when you get complimented. Like,
yeah.
No, definitely chemicals in your brain, man.
In my opinion, it feels even nicer if you get compliment somebody else, but like if they take it in the right way, for sure.
Yeah, it feels good when a girl's like checking me out, man. Right? That's one of the best attentions, dude. I'll admit, like, you know, when I'm getting attention from a woman, that's fucking awesome. I'm like, I feel good, right? But yeah, yo, going back to marketing, man, if no one knows us and no one sees the brand, no one sees what we do as entrepreneurs, how can we make money, right?
Exactly.
If no one knows us, if no one knows Nike, dude, how are people going to buy shirts and shoes, right?
Yeah.
So they start some controversy, man.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, free advertising.
Straight up. All these guys know that I'm obsessed with Grant Cardone and shit.
Yeah.
So I was watching a video before I got here. It's called Omnipresence. It's called, he talks about the theory of being everywhere all at one time. So he talks about, hey, if we're a bit entrepreneurs, if you're an entrepreneur, like a young hustler, He says, be everywhere. Be on Twitter. Be on Facebook. Be on Snapchat. Be on LinkedIn. Be on Instagram. Be on Anchor. Be on Periscope. Be on Facebook Live. Just so people will see you, right? Just having that energy. Because the more people that will see you and see me, that'll just make you some more money. People will click the website. People will click your store. People will click the checkout button. People with the credit card info on the website, right? So there's opportunity, man. So there's a cool tip. Be everywhere. And be seen. Yeah, let me pass this on to Tony. Close it off.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Warrior Podcast, and enjoy the rest of your day.